Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Itmar. In a way of introductory remarks to today's shiur, we've mentioned previously that an important component in learning the halachas of Masechta Zvachim, learning Masechta Zvachim, is understanding the concept of pigel. The Torah uses the words Vim ochel ya'ochel v'tsar zevach shlom v'yoyim ha'shlishi lo yirotza pigel yiyya v'nefesh ha'chelos m'men ha'avon ha'tisa. And as we will in Mitzvah Shem learn, we will understand in Mitzvah Shem that pigel does not mean, that the pasuk does not mean a situation where somebody left over meat from the carbon and now wants to eat it past the prescribed time. For that, we don't need the pasuk of pigel. That falls into the category of noiser. But as we're going to learn, pigel, the classical case of pigel, for which the Torah says that if somebody eats pigel, there's a chiyuv koras, refers to a situation where somebody, as he was doing one of the avoidas of the carbon, the kohen, as he was doing either the kabbalah or the halacha, or the Shechita, the Kabbalah HaLacha, had in mind that the carbon should be consumed, and I will focus on the word consumed more in a moment, Chutz L'Zmanoi. Consumed means either that the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, which we know that the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach is what is called a consumption, that's the Achila of the Mizbeach, or the Achila, carbonus that may be eaten, the achila of that carbon should be eaten chutz l'zmanoi, past the prescribed time. If the kohen had such a machshava as he did this avoida, and somebody then eats from this carbon, his chayiv koras is considered pigel. But a very important rule of pigel is that pigel is mechashvin miavoida laavoida. As we gave the example, while he was doing the Shechita, he had in mind that he should do the Zrika or the Achila of the carbon Chutz L'Zmanoi after the right time. It has to be Mechashim Me'avoida L'Avoida. It has to be they were thinking from one Avoida to the other Avoida. And the same, of course, as he was doing the Kabbalah or the Halacha, he had in mind to do an Achila Chutz L'Zmanoi, that carbon will become pigel. Our Gemara now begins to discuss a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish regarding the halacha of Shloi L'Shma. That we've been learning, the subject of our Masechta so far has been the issue of Shloi L'Shma. And we've learned that one of the situations of Shloi L'Shma is Shinui Kodesh, that a person, as he was doing the avoida for one carbon, he had in mind a different carbon. That we learned, particularly by carbon chatas, by carbon pesach, that disqualifies the carbon. And as we've learned, shinui bailim, going back to a shiur that we gave at the beginning of the Masechta, is in a situation where a person, as he was doing the shechita, or the kabbalah, or the halacha, or the Zrika, he had in mind that the Zrika should be done for different owners. Shinui Kodesh, however, we define, is that he was shechting a carbon chatos, and had in mind that he's shechting a carbon oila. He was doing the Kabbalah on a carbon chatos, and he had in mind the carbon oila. That is the definition of a Shinui Kodesh. Now begins the Gemara to discuss, what would be the halacha if, as somebody was doing the Shechita on a carbon chatos, he had in mind that the zrikut should be for an oila. So it wasn't that he was doing the shechita improperly. He was doing the shechita with the intent that the zrikut be done improperly. Will that be considered a situation of shinui kodesh? And as we're going to learn, it's actually the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan considers this too a situation of Shinui Kodesh, Rish Lakish does not. And there's two ways how to understand the basis of their machlokes. One way of understanding the machlokes is that this concept of mechashvin mi'avoida la'avoida, that a carbon becomes possible because while you're doing one avoida, you're thinking about another avoida, is limited to pigul. And now, and here we're not discussing pigul, and therefore this halacha will not apply by shinui b'shloi l'shma, by shinui kodesh. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is that the shechita and the issue according to this is in the shloi l'shma of the zrika. And to explain a little better, that this opinion holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, shloi l'shma of zrika is only accomplished, shinui kodesh at least of the shloi l'shma of zrika is only accomplished while you're thinking about during the zrika, but you can't disqualify a zrika by thinking about it during a different avoda. That's one way of understanding it. Or another way of understanding it is, it's a question in the shechita. Is a shechita that includes in it an improper machshava regarding the zrika disqualify the shechita? Where Rabbi Yochanan says it does, and Rish Lakish says it doesn't. What would be a nafkamina between the two ways that I just explained in understanding the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? There's another interesting machlokes rishonim. The case that our Gemara discusses, the case of the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is a case, as I just said, where somebody did the shechita with the kavana to do the zrika shloi l'shma. What would be the halacha? The Gemara doesn't mention if you did the kabbalah or the halacha with the intent to do the zrika improperly. Will that also be the subject of the machlokes? Taisu says no. Rambam and Meiri say yes. And the Koran Iris says that perhaps the machlokes Rishonim is connected to the machlokes that we said a moment ago. If we say that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if I do a shechita with the intent to do the zrika improperly, it disqualifies the shechita. So the Rambam and Meiri will say, so too is the halacha regarding the Kabbalah and Halacha. A Kabbalah that's done with the intent to do the Zrika improperly, a Halacha that's done with the intent to do the Zrika improperly, are disqualified Kabbalah and Halachas, according to Reb Yochanan. Whereas Rish Lakish will say, no, Eimachashim Avoidel Avoidel. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says that this is limited to Hilchas, we use Pigel as the model. And therefore, the issue is not the disqualification of the shechita of the Kabbalah, the halacha. The issue is the zrika. And therefore, only shechita and zrika are connected, not Kabbalah to zrika, not halacha to zrika. So we begin the Gemara, Itmar. Shechta l'shma, if somebody shechted a carbon l'shma, but the kavana was lizrik dama shloi l'shma, with the intent that the zrika stam should be shloi l'shma. We have machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Psula, Rish Lakish and Mekshera. And the Chroidim debate regarding which carbon are Rabbi Yochanan and which kind of carbon are Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish talking about. Some Chroidim say that they're speaking strictly to Karban Pesach and Karban Chatos, that as we have been learning, a Karban Pesach and a Karban Chatos that are brought Shaloi L'shma are completely disqualified. That's where Rabbi Yochanan will say that we use the model of Pigel to say that this will be considered a situation of Shloi L'shma. But if it's a carbon, like the other carbonists that we've been learning from the beginning of the Masechta, that are not completely disqualified, Ela Shloi Olu L'balim L'shem Chayva, the owner doesn't get credit, there this Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish will not be everybody will agree that won't be a case of Shloi L'shma. Other Achroinim, however, disagree. And they say that the same rule that applies by Pesach and Chatos will apply by all Kabbalahs. Just by Pesach and Chatos, the carbon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, will be completely disqualified. And by other Kabbalahs, the carbon will not be completely disqualified. The owners won't get credit for the carbon. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Mepsul, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's possible because mechashrin me'avoida l'avoida. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that just like by pigo, the machshava by one avoida affects the other avoida. Machshava of chutzlos manu by shechita affects to do the zrikan properly, to do the achilan properly, makes the carbon possible. Because Yachrinan Menachshav is Pigul, we learned the halach of Shloi Lishma from the halach of Pigul. The shloka shamak sheira, because ein mechashma avoida l'avoida. This is a halacha strictly limited by Pigul, that the machshava during one avoida affects the validity of the other avoida. V'lo yalpinen Menachshav is Pigul. We don't learn from Pigul. And as the Rishonim explain, why does Rish Lakish hold that we don't learn the halachas of Shloi Lishma from the halach of Pigul? They explain that Rish Lakish is of the opinion that Pigel has nothing to do with Avoida. As I said before, to be considered a situation of Pigel, the person had to have a Machsheves Chutzlos Manoi to consume, to have the carbon consumed in the wrong time. And we said consumption is fairly broad. Consumption means consumption on the Mizbeach, that he had in mind to do the Zrikas Tam, Chutzlos Manoi, he had in mind to do the Haktaris Emrin, Chutzlos Manoi, he had in mind to eat the carbon after the wrong time. But all of these cases are cases of Achila, whereas Shloi Lishma is related to Avoida, and therefore he says we cannot learn the halachas of Avoida, we cannot learn the halachas of Avoida from the halachas of Achila. Vazel Tamayu. And the Gemara says we actually have the same machlokes elsewhere between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Itmar. And again, a word of introduction. We have learned that somebody shechting a carbon for Avodah Zarah, it's considered the Yoichmu Zivchei Mesim. Shechting a carbon for Avodah Zarah makes the carbon Osa Bahana. Machlokes Rishonim had to understand this Gemara also, where somebody shechted a carbon with the intent to do the Zrika, l'shem avodah zarah. What is the status of this carbon? Rashi says that the entire carbon, the meat, the dam, all of the carbon will become osur b'hana. Tosfos learns that if somebody shechted the carbon with the intention of doing the Zrika, the Shema Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that all of the dam, all of the blood, becomes Asbah Hanah, but doesn't affect the actual meat of the carbon. The Rashba learns that not even all of the dam becomes Asbah Hanah, only the actual dam that was Nizrak on the Mizbeach, the Shema Avodah Zarah, will become Asbah Hanah. Furthermore, it's important to point out, as the Rishonim point out, that even though we're going to now quote the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if somebody did the Shechita of a carbon properly with the intention that the Zrika be done L'Shem Avodah Zarah, is that considered that the carbon is also Bahana? This discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is strictly limited to the issue of the validity or the status of the carbon. However, certainly the person who did such an act, is considered an individual who was Oyver Avodah Zarah and is Chayiv Misa for this act. And therefore, says the Gemara, Hashaych Es Behema, if somebody shechts the Behema, Amnas Lizroi Domel Avodah Kachavim, with the intention to do the Zrikistan for Avodah Zarah, or Lahak the Chelbel Avodah Kachavim, or to burn the fats for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan Masur, Rabbi Yochanan says, as we've said before, that the carbon itself becomes osur. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is mechashvin me'avoida l'avoida, that machshava of the shechita for the zrika is considered a machshava that will disqualify this carbon, that will make it avoida zara, because yalpin and chutz mipnum, we learned the halacha of avoida zara, which doesn't take place in the base of Mikdash, from the halacha of pnim of a pigel, which takes place in the base of Mikdash. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, holds muteres, because Rish Lakish says a mechash me'avoida l'avoida. We don't learn the halacha of avoida zara, which has nothing to do with the base of Mikdash, from halachas in the pigol, because lo yalpina chutz mipneim, we don't learn the halachas of avodah zarah from the halachas of pigol. The Rishonim ask a question. Why would this be considered a situation of avodah zarah? Here we have a case where the person is shechting the carbon with the intention to do the zrik l'shem avodah zarah. But why should we not assume or think, ask the Rishonim, that the person is going to change his mind and actually never do the zrik l'shem avodah zarah? So why is it already, why is it usur and considered avodah zarah as soon as you do so? So actually, I saw two terutzim in the Rishonim. One terutz the Rishonim suggests is that if we see that a person didn't just say he's going to Rechman Tzlan worship Avodah Zarah, but he actually even did a shechita on a such basis, that's a clear indication that this is an individual who's going to carry out his machshava. And since it's a clear indication that this person is going to carry out his machshava, that's why we already consider it an act of Avodah Zarah. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is that a shechita that's done, even though the shechita wasn't done with the intent of Avodah Zarah, but a shechita that's done with the intention that this shechita will lead up to a zrika of Avodah Zarah, is a disqualified shechita in its own. In other words, it has nothing to do, according to this explanation, with the zrika. It has to do with the shechita. The shechita itself is already considered a disqualified shechita when you're doing a shechita with your intention to do a zrika l'shem avodah zarah. So as I saw, the Masham actually tries to use this concept that Tosfos said, that the Rishonim say, the first approach that I said, that if somebody does a shechita, didn't just say he's going to do it, but he connected his machshava to an act, that is a much stronger situation, to a very interesting short question that was asked to the Masham. The Masham discussed a situation where there was a couple who did not have such a great marriage, and the husband kept on asking his wife that he wants to get divorced. And the wife refused, and the husband threatened that if they won't get divorced, he will commit suicide. And the wife still refused to accept a get. The husband then traveled out of town, and his parents receive a letter in which he says he's going to commit suicide on this and this day. He's committing suicide, and he asks that the parents should please care for his children. And the parents get this letter, and they investigate, and they indeed find out that there was somebody who committed suicide in that town that he said he was in on that day. And now the question is this woman an aguna? Because the Masham says there were no real signs on the body what his name was. And what happened was, they got report that there was a person who said this was his name, came to this town on this day, checked into a hotel room, and then they saw that he had died in that hotel room. And the Masham assumes to say that perhaps we could use the concept that we just quoted from the Rishonim, that if the person said he's doing something, and he didn't just say he's doing something, but he backed it up with an action, here it's a shechita, in the case of the aguna, it's the letter, we should assume that that indeed happened. But then the Masham says he can't rely on that. He says perhaps by avodah zarah, especially in the times of Chazal, where the Yetzer Hara for avodah zarah was very great, there we need to be concerned that the person who does a shechita l'shem avodah zarah, we could be quite certain will actually carry it out and do avodah zarah, but we don't necessarily say so regarding somebody to kill himself. But then the Mefarshim ask another question. Here we're having a discussion. Rish Lakish says that what he did is not an issue because ein mechashvim me'avodah l'avodah. But ask the Mefarshim, why is this individual not considered a mumer? As I said earlier, even Rish Lakish agrees that this is considered an act of avodah zarah, and he's therefore in a mumer, and therefore any meat that he shechs, the shechit of a mumer, is not kosher. So some explain that our discussion here is not regarding the kashrus of the meat. As far as the kashrus of the meat will certainly not be considered kosher. The discussion that our Gemara is having here is regarding, is the meat considered avodah zarah? Others explain that a person doesn't become a mumer during his first time doing an aveira. It's only after he did the aveira after a number of times. And therefore, even though this person shechted and said he's going to do the zrika l'shem avodah zarah, that isn't considered, that he's considered a mumer. Ask now the Gemara. So we've had the exact same machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about mechashem avodah l'avodah twice, once regarding shloga shema and once regarding the case of avodah zarah. And why do we have to have the machlokes twice? Answers the Gemara. Yashmin b'ha, if we only had the machlokes by the case of avodah zarah, we would say b'ha amar Rish Lakish. That's where Rish Lakish says that we don't learn the halacha from Pigel, because avodah zarah and Pigel are two totally different subjects. Avo pnim pnim shloi l'shma from Pigel, emi moedah l'Rabbi Yochanan. Perhaps we'll agree with Rabbi Yochanan that we should learn because they're both situations of kodesh. V'yash min ha, and if we only had the machlokes by shloi l'shma, we'd say, but how come Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says we learned the halachas of shloi l'shma from Pigel. Al b'hi, but regarding avodah zarah, given that avodah zarah and Pigel are such two different subjects, Eim Maidel El Rish Lakish, perhaps he agrees to Rish Lakish that we don't learn the halacha of avodah zarah from the halacha of Pigel. Tzricha, that's why we had to have this machlokes stated in both situations. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Yisrael, he said, Master Rav Yirmiyah L'Siyul Rav Yochanan, Rav Yirmiyah asked a question on Rish Lakish because he wanted to support Rav Yochanan's opinion. Rav Ila asked a question on Rav Yochanan's opinion because L'Siyul Rish Lakish, because he agreed with Rish Lakish. And the Gemara explains itself. Rav Yirmiyah L'Siyul Rish Lakish, Rav Yirmiyah was supporting the opinion of Rav Yochanan. And he made the following Kavachayimah. Or Mabamokim, if in a situation, Shem Omar, if somebody says, Haredi Shoichet, Chutzlos Manoi. If somebody is shechting a carbon properly, and he says he's shechting it Chutzlos Manoi, the halacha is that the carbon is kosher. And the Rishonim give two reasons why it's kosher. One is because his statement is a meaningless statement. What is this person saying? The person is saying, I'm shechting the carbon Shaloi Lishma. I'm shechting the carbon Chutzlos Manoi. He isn't shechting the carbon chutzlos manoi. He's actually shechting the carbon properly. So his statement that he just made is a foolish statement. That's one way to Rishonim explain. Another way to Rishonim explain why this is not an issue, because as we said at the beginning of our shir, the chutzlos manoi, the issue of pigel, is limited to something that falls into the category of achila, such as zrikas adam, Hataras Emrin, the eating of the carbon, Shechita has nothing to do with Pigel, and therefore this statement of Hareini Shoichet, Hareini Shoichet Chutzlos Manoi, is not considered an improper statement. It isn't considered Pigel at all. It has nothing to do with Pigel. Actually, there's an interesting Vart from Rabbi Yosef Engel based on this Gemara. He says, the Gemara here is trying to learn a Kal V'Chomer. And we're using a case that is physically impossible to happen to be the basis of the Kal V'Chomer. So he says, halachically impossible, physically impossible. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, from here we seem to see that to be considered a valid Kal V'Chomer, the Kal doesn't have to be a case that could happen. But to learn a Kal V'Chomer, we could learn a Kal V'Chomer even from a case that is physical, that can't even happen, it still could be the basis of a Kal V'Chomer. So again, to learn the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer. If somebody says, I'm Shechti Chutzlos Manoi, given as we just explained what he said is meaningless, it's kosher. So yet, if somebody says, Shechti Amnas Lizrik Domei Chutzlos Manoi, but if you shech the carbon with the intention to shech to do the zrikas dam chutzlos manoi, the halacha is that it's possible. As we said at the beginning of our shiur, that's the case of pigel. So certainly, continues Rabbi Yirmiyah, makom she'amar she'areini shoichet shloi l'shma possible, We learned at the beginning of the Masechta, if somebody shechs a carbon with the intention to have a different carbon, he shechs a chatas with the intention that it be an oilo. So that shechita is possible. So in that way, shechita is, by shloi l'shma, is more chomer than shechita by pigo. So certainly, if we've proven that, certainly the case of shechta, m'nas l'zukdama shloi l'shma, if you shechted in with the intention to do the zukastam shloi l'shma, ain't a din, certainly the halacha is she'e posel, that it should be considered posel. And that's the raya why shechta, to do the zrika, if you shechted it with the intention to do the zrika, shloi l'shma, the halacha is that it should be posel. To which he responds, maskalo rabba barav floy, machutz l'zmanoy, you can't learn the halacha of shloi l'shma from the halacha of pigel, because as we said at the beginning of this year, pigel carries with it a chiyuv karis, whereas shloi l'shma doesn't carry with it a chiyuv karis. So the Gemara attempts a different way of learning the Kal v'chomer. Ela amar Rav bar Eloi hach kama. This is the way to learn the Kal v'chomer. Uma mokum shem amar areini shoychet. If somebody makes a statement, the halacha is the carbon is kosher. Because as we said earlier, again, the same reasons apply. The statement is a meaningless statement. That's one way of understanding. The other way of understanding is that the statement that there is no chutzlum kaimai by the shechita. There is no pigel by shechita. Because to explain for a moment, as I said at the beginning of the shir, the classical case of pigel. The classical case of pigel is chutz l'zmanon, where somebody shechted the carbon with the intention of doing the zrika or the achila chutz l'zmanon. But there actually is another case, and there's a chiv karetz if somebody eats from such a carbon. But there's actually another case that falls into the general category of pigel, doesn't come with chiv karetz, and that's chutz l'mkoymon. That if somebody shechs the carbon with the intention of doing the zrika or doing the achila chutz l'mekaymai outside of the proper place where it's supposed to be done. That the halacha is that carbon also falls onto the general category of pigel, even though there's no chiyuv karetz. But again, it has to be regarding that he's going to do the achila or the zrika chutz l'mekaymai. So again, he makes the following kal v'chomer. If somebody says he's going to shech chutz l'mekaymai, which is a meaningless statement, the carbon is kosher. But if he shechs the carbon, there's going to do the zrika outside the azar, for example, the carbon becomes possible. So certainly, that's considered possible. Certainly, and it then that the carbon is possible. Maskla Ravashi asks from this Ravashi, Mal Chutzlum Koimoi, how could you bring a raya from the concept of Chutzlum Koimoi to the case of Shloi L'shma? Chutzlum Koimoi applies, Shekei Noyig B'chol Zvachim, applies to all Kabbanis, Taim Shloi L'shma, whereas the issue of Shloi L'shma only applies, Shekei Noyig, it only completely disqualifies the Pesach and the Chatos. And therefore, you can't learn the halachas of shloi l'shma from the halachas of chutz l'mekaymai. Chutz l'mekaymai have a much broader application. Ella omer Ravashi hachkamer. This is the way to understand the kal v'chomer, which supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Umam amokim shem amar reini shoych l'shem ployim. If somebody says, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the issue of Shinui Bailim is only by Zrika. And we explained the reason why. Because Zrika is the only Avoida, that affects Kapara. So the Gemara says as follows. If somebody did the Zrika, the Shechita, Shloi L'shem, the right owner, not having in mind the right owner, the halacha is that it's kosher. But if he did the Zrika, L'shem Pani, if he did the Shechita with the intention that the Zrika be done for the wrong owner, the halacha is that that's possible. So we see that when it comes to the issue of Shaloi Lishma, the halacha is that it's if somebody says already Shaykh L'Shem Plain Shukasher, if somebody does the Zrika with Shinui Bailim, there's no problem. But if he did the Shkita to have the Zrika done with a Shinui Bailim, it will be possible. So certainly, Makam Sham Areni Shaykh Shaloi Lishma Shu Possible, Shach Dam Las Lizuk Dam Shaloi Lishma, and it didn't share possible. The Kav Chaimer is to be understood as follows. We see that Shaloi Lishma is stricter, Shaloi Lishma by Shinui Kodesh is stricter than the Shaloi Lishma by Shinui Bailim. So if, why? Because Shaloi Lishma of Shinui Bailim doesn't apply by Shkita alone. Shaloi Lishma of Shinui Kodesh does apply by Shkita alone. So says the Gemara, if a carbon becomes possible just because of doing the Shkita, so we're going to treat Shaloi Lishma stricter than we're going to treat Shaloi L'Shem Bailim. And therefore, if it's going to be Aser, also the Shaloi L'Shma, if you did the Shechita, Shaloi L'Shma, to do the Zrika improperly, then to do it improperly. Again, to explain properly. We have two types of Shaloi L'Shma, going back to the first Mishnah. We have a Shaloi L'Shma of Shini Kodesh, and we have a Shaloi L'Shma of Shini Bailim. How could you do Shaloi L'Shma of Shinui Bailim by Shechita that it should be considered Shaloi L'Shma? That you did this Shechita on Manas to do the Zrika, not for the right owner. But if you did the Shechita to do the Shechita for the wrong owner, that wouldn't be called Shinui Bailim. What would be if you did a Shechita not for the right carbon? You shechted the carbon Chatas with having in mind the carbon Oila. The Halach is that would be Shinui Kodesh. So we see that Shinui Kodesh is stricter than Shinui Bailim. So if by Shinui Bailim the halach is that it's possible to have Mi'avoid the Levoida, not only is it possible to have Mi'avoid the Levoida, it's actually, as we just finished saying, the only situation where you're going to have Shinui Bailim by Shechita. When you did the Shechita with the intention for the Bailim by Zrika, certainly by Shinui Kodesh, which is stricter, there's going to be a concept of Mi'avoida La'avoida. And that's how we see that Shinui Kodesh, Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that there is Shinui Kodesh Mi'avoida La'avoida. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eli L'siul Rish Lakish. Rabbi Eli actually supported Rish Lakish's opinion. He said, Lo'itam v'zrika, why does the Torah have to teach us the halacha that of Shaloi L'shma by Zrika? Why not Tavakpeis m'kavachayma v'shchit v'kabola? Why are we learning from Kavachayma by Shchit v'kabola? If a Shchit and Kabola, there's a problem of Shaloi L'shma, there should also be a problem by the Zrika. And if you'll say that Shechita has a Chumra, that by Pesach, Kabbalah, we'll use Kabbalah to prove. So why do we have to have, L'mai Hilchos Rachmana, why do the Torah have to say anyway that Shechita, that Zrika Shaloi L'shma is possible? To teach us the halacha, that Mechashma Avoyda L'Avoyda. Maskul Rapapa, V'dilma, the Mechashma Avoyda L'Avoyda. Yes, you said there's an extra pasuk. Maybe the extra pasuk is not here to teach us the E Mechashma Avoyda L'Avoyda. Maybe the extra pasuk is here to teach us Mechashma Avoyda L'Avoyda. Says the Gemara, Imkain, if that's what the extra pasuk is for, we wouldn't need a pasuk. Imkain, Lishta Kromina, we wouldn't need the extra pasuk. The taste of the Kavachayim Deravashi, just use the Kavachayim Deravashi just taught us. The fact that we need a pasuk, it must be that the pasuk is actually coming to teach us this extra din, Eim Chashvin Me'avoida L'avoida. Vidach. And how will Rabbi Yochanan defend himself? Prikachi. You're saying that the pasuk that teaches us by Zrika, that you don't need, that it has to be L'shma, is superfluous. Because we could have learned the halacha of L'shma by Zrika from Shechit in the Kabbalah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you could not have. Why? Because Malahanaf, when we speak about Shechit in Kabbalah, Shekein Tunas Tzofen, they always have to be done B'Tzofen Hazara, V'yeshna B'Chatas Pnimius. And they also, even by Chatas Pnimius, you're going to have to do Shechita and Kabbalah. Whereas, by Chatas Pnimius, the Korban Chatas that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Zrika. So we can't learn the Halacha of Zrika from the Halacha of Shechita Kabbalah. So what was your argument, says Rabbi Yochanan, to Reish Lakish, that the Torah need not have told us the Halacha of Lishma by Zrika? We could have learned it from a Kavachimer. The Kavachimer is refuted, and therefore we have no extra Pasuk to teach us that the Pasuk will be teaching us Eim Chashem HaAvoidah LaAvoidah. So Rabbi Yochanan is making a strong argument. How's Reish Lakish saying that we have an extra Pasuk? Vidach, he's saying, indeed, if we were speaking about Korban Chatos, you would be right. But we're not speaking about Korban Chatos. Because by Korban Chatos, we see that there is Shechita and Kabbalah, but Sofen Hazara, as there is by all Kabbonis, but there is no Zrika. But by Korban Shlomim, there is no distinction. There's no, by Mibu Shlomim Kaminin. We're speaking by Shlomim. And by Shlomim, there is Zrika. And just like there is Kabbalah, and there is Shechita. And therefore, we could have learned the Halacha of Zrika from Shechita and Kabbalah. So now we have the Pasuk of Lishma by Zrika extra to teach us Eim Chashem HaAvoidah LaAvoidah. And says the Gemara, we have the same Machlokes Samaroyim stated elsewhere. Itmar, Shacht Lishma, Lizrik Dom Mashloi Lishma. Rav Nachman am a Psula, Rav am a Kshera, Vahadabe Rabbi Ulgaver Rav Nachman, Rav agreed to Rav Nachman, because of the Kalachim there of Ashi said to support Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. We learned in the Mishnah that everybody agrees that a Korban Chatos or Korban Pesach that's brought Shaloi Lishma, the halach is that that Korban is not is posel v'lo olu l'baylim l'shem chayva. The Rabbi Lezer went on to say that so too is the halacha regarding a Korban Asham. Rabbi Lezer, I'm af Asham. That a Korban Asham that's brought Shaloi Lishma is posel. Tanya, and now the Gemara comes to explain Rabbi Lezer's opinion. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Chatas Baal Chet, a Chatas comes to forgive for an Avera, Vashem Baal Chet. Ma Chatas, we've learned, the Halach is everybody agrees Shaloi Lishma is posel. Af Asham, the Halach will be Shaloi Lishma is posel. I'm Rabbi Shua, says Rabbi Shua, Loi. Imamak Bechatas, if we're going to say by Korban Chatos that it has the Chumrah, that it was brought Shaloi Lishma is posel, she came Dom Lamala. As we're going to learn, there was a Chut HaSikra. There was a line that divided the upper part of the Mizbeah from the lower part of the Mizbeah. And the halacha is that the Korban Chatos, the dam of the Korban Chatos, had to be sprinkled on the upper part of the Mizbeah. So since the Korban Chatos has this Chumrah, that it's sprinkled on the upper part of the Mizbeah, we can't learn the halacha of Chatos from Asha. Ask the Rishonim that although a Chatos Behema is taka sprinkled on the upper part of the Mizbeach, but a Chatos Ha'oif is actually sprinkled on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So why don't we learn, why don't we say that that's why this isn't a good question? So the Rishonim explain, number one, because most Korban Chatos are Chatos Behema, not Chatos Ha'oif. And number two, there's a special Chumrah by a Chatos Ha'oif that doesn't apply by any other carbon, and that is that a chatas oif, a bird that's a carbon that comes from an oif, the halacha is that it's not slaughtered the way an oif is normally slaughtered, rather it is malika, and the malika has to be done specifically by a kohen, and therefore it has that chumrah, and because it has that chumrah, we can't learn the halacha. So the Gemara is saying that chatas has a chumrah, we can't learn an asham from chatas. So sort of Mefarshim asked the obvious question. Just like a chatas has to be brought strictly on the top of the Mizbeach, the dam has to be sprinkled on the top of the Mizbeach, the other kabbonis that the dam has to be sprinkled strictly on the bottom of the Mizbeach. So why are we saying that this represents a kula or a chumrah? Everything has its place. So one answer, as we're going to see later in our shir, is that the chatas not only is it brought on the upper half of the Mizbeach, but it's brought on a specific spot on the upper part of the Mizbeach. Other Kabbonists, when they're brought on the bottom of the Mizbeach, there is no specific spot on the bottom of the Mizbeach where they're brought. Another Teretz is as follows. The Brisker Rav suggests this Teretz. He says, a Chatas has two Chumras. One Chumra is that its blood be sprinkled on the upper part of the Mizbeach, and that the remaining part of the blood run off to the Yisoid, run off to the base of the Mizbeach. Whereas, so it has these two rules. All other Kabbalists only have one rule, that the blood run off to the base of the Mizbeach. And that's why Chatas is considered more Chomer than other Kabbalists. So, says Rabbi Elazar, you're right. The Chatas has the Chomer over the Ashram regarding where the dam is sprinkled, but Pesach Yichiach. The Pesach, we also know, is a carbon that if you brought Shloi Lishma, it's possible. And the Pesach is Dabim Lamata, and yet the Halacha is Shach to Shloi Lishma's Pasol. Amalei Rabbi Shua, you can't bring a Raya for Pesach, Shekein Zman HaKavua. Pesach has only one specific time when you can bring the Karm Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Chatas Tachiyach, that doesn't have a specific time. Amalei Rabbi Shua, says Rabbi Shua, Chazani Chalila, I'm going to go back and forth with the argument that the Chatas has the chumrah that it has to be sprinkled dafka on the upper part of the mizbeach. Chazar b'lezer dana dinacha. So b'lezer attempted a different approach. Hashta chatas nemer hu b'shchita, but the Torah uses the words hu b'shchita to teach us he l'shma k'sheira, shloi l'shma k'sula. That only if it was done l'shma as a kasher, not if it was done shloi l'shma. Similarly, Pesach nemer hu bezvicha to teach us hu l'shma kasher, shloi l'shma pasul. Af asham, and same ben asham, nemer hu, the Torah uses the word hu to teach us hu l'shma kasher, shloi l'shma is pasul. So I saw a gval de gavart from the Meshech Chachma. The Torah uses the word hu by the carbon chatos to teach us that it has to be done l'shma. Which carbon chatos does the Torah say this by? So Meshech Chachma points out it's by the Karma Chatos of a Nasi who did an Aveira. And as we learned in Masech Tahariyus, says the Meshech Chachma, that when a Nasi brings his Karma Chatos, he brings a Zohar, just like a carbon oiler. Why? So he explains, because the Torah was concerned for the covet of the Nasi. And therefore, he said, bring the same animal, the Torah tells him, to bring the same type of animal as a oila, that people should not be able to tell that the Nasi did an Aveira. So, explains the Meshech Chachma. That's what the Torah is teaching us. Since the Torah went out of its way to teach us that we should bring the same carbon for Nasi, as an oila, to avoid embarrassment, so we would think that in order to continue avoiding embarrassment, he'll do it Shaloi L'shma, and people won't realize that he did it in Aveira. That's why the Torah says, who, that even though we're worried about your honor, it's only up to the degree, not to the point where you could bring it Shaloi L'shma. So Rebbe Elazar proved, since the Torah uses this word, who, by Chatos, by Pesach, and by Asham, that by all of them, the halacha is that Shloi L'shma is possible. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Amar Rabbi Shua Chatas Namaba, the Torah Taka used the words who by the Shechit of a Karma Chatas to teach us Hu L'shma K'sheira, Shloi L'shma P'sula. Similarly, Pesach, the Torah uses the words Hu Bezricha to teach us Hu L'shma Kasher, Shloi L'shma P'sula. Aval Asham, where does the Torah use the word Hu by Asham? Loi Namba Hu, the Torah only uses the words Hu, Alal Acha Haktaras Amurim, only after it comes to speaking about the Haktaras Amurim. And we know that the entire Avodah of Haktaras Amurim, V'u'atzma Shlehukte Amurim, is kosher. So therefore, even though the Torah uses the word Hu by Asham, it can't be coming to teach us that it is Shloi L'shma is possible. Amar Rav Elazar, Harayu Omer, so he makes another limit, Harayu Omer Kachatas Ka'asham, to teach us Ma Chatas Shloi L'shma Pasul. The Torah, by comparing Chatas to Asham, is teaching us just like a Kam Chatas Shloi L'shma Pasul, Af Asham Da Locha is Shloi L'shma Pasul. Omer Mar, so says the Gemara, to go back to what Rabbi Shua said, Chazani Chalila, you try to learn from Chatas, you can't learn from Chatas because Chatas has the Chumrah that the Dam is Lamala Michut HaSikra. But, asked the Gemara, L'mehed Adina, why didn't Reb Yeshua learned at Tzad HaShava? Why did we say you can't learn from Chatos because Chatos has the Chumrah that its blood is sprinkled l'malam mechot ha-sikra? You can't learn from Pesach because Pesach has the Chumrah that has Kavu Zman, that has a specific time when it's brought. But why don't we learn from Tzad HaShava of Chatas and Pesach. L'mehedadina v'lesne v'ma'ad tzad. Answers the Gemara Mishumdik l'mifrach. Ma'ala tzad shavish behen she'ken yesh ben tzad koros. There is a concept of koros. A Chatas comes from an Aveira, which there's a chiv. You only bring a Chatas if you did an Aveira, which if you would have done it b'mezid, yichayiv koros. And Karan Pesach, we know, if somebody neglects to bring the Karan Pesach, will be Chayiv Karas. Asham doesn't have its Tzad Karas, and therefore you can't learn the halacha of Asham from Chatos and Pesach. Amar Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua said initially to Rabbi Lezer that you can't learn Karban Asham from Karban Chatos. Loi, you can't learn Karban Asham from Karban Chatos, because Imamat B'Chatos, Chattas has the chumrah that its blood is sprinkled on the upper half of the mizbeach. V'lay malay, ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Shula say a different limud? Loim emarata b'chattas, why can't you say that you can't learn osha from chattas, that the halacha is, shekein nichnas toma lefnei lefnim. As we said earlier in our shir, there are certain carbon chattas, whose chattas pnimius, whose blood is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash proper. There is no Karban Asham, whoever's dam is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. So shouldn't that be a proof that a Chatos is different than Asham, it's stricter than Asham, and you can't learn Chatos, you can't learn Asham from Chatos? Answers the Gemara. The reason Rabbi Yeshua didn't make that argument is with Chatos Chitzonius Kamiyin. We're speaking about Chatos, not Chatos Pnimius, and therefore he didn't make that argument. So said the Gemara, Rabbi Shua could have made a different argument. The halacha by Karban Chatos is shem nechnas tama lefnei psula. There's a special din that if the blood of a chatos chitzonius was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, that Karban Chatos becomes disqualified. So why didn't he make that argument? Answers the Gemara, because Islay Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion afa Asham, that by Asham there's the same halacha that if you brought the dam of the carbon Asham inside the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon becomes disqualified. Says the Gemara. So why didn't he make the argument? Shekem mechaperes l'chai v'krisis. A carbon chattis brings a kapara to somebody who did an aveira, for somebody who did an aveira of karis, which you don't have by an Asham. To which he answers, mechattis to Shmias Kol. We spoke about a carbon oil of the Yairi in the case of Shmias Kol, which means if somebody approached somebody else to say testimony on his behalf, and he denied knowing testimony, falsely denied knowing testimony, the halacha is that he admits that he lied, that he has to bring a carbon oil of the yairit, and that is not an avera for which there's a chiv karis. Ask the Gemara, shekein tuna abar metonis. The halacha is that the carbon chatos, when its blood is put on the mizbeach, it has to be put separate the sina stam on each corner of the mizbeach, whereas by Asham we do shtaim shen arba, we put it diagonally in each corner, and that's only two nesina stam. So again, ask the Gemara, this requires arba matonis, whereas Asham only requires two matonis. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer wouldn't have accepted such an argument, because Rabbi Lezer would say he agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, that kol hadamim tuna arba matanis, all kabanas require four separate placements of the dam. Ask the Gemara, where Rabbi Shmuel could have made the argument, al arba kronis, as we said earlier, the dam of a karban chatos not only must be put on the upper half of the mizbeach, but has to be put on the corners of the upper half, which certainly an Asham doesn't have. And he says, if you think about it, Rabbi Shua can make more arguments. A Karban Chatos dam has to be put with the Kohen putting his finger into the blood and putting that finger on the Mizbeach. Whereas by an Asham, you just throw it from the vessel in which the dam is. Hek Karen, there's the halacha that has to be put on the Karen. Hek Chuda, it has to be put down the edge of the corner. Again, not a din by an Asham. Ella, what's the reason? The Ella said the Gemara, Chad Mitlas Trey Tlas Tami Nokin. Rabbi Shul could have made a number of arguments in proving that a Chatos is stricter than Asham. He only said one, but there are a number. Amamar, so we learned, Amalai Rabbi Shul, the Rabbi Shul said to Rabbi Lezer, Lord Imamat, if you say regarding a Karban Chatas whose dam has to be on the upper half of the Mizbeach, whereas an Asham whose dam is on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Lema Le Rav Elazar, asked him, why could Rav Elazar not respond to Rav Yeshua? That Asham Nami Dam Lamala, that the Asham also, its dam has to be put on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Amar Abaya, Asham Dam Labayim Lam Matzah Amrit. Rav Elazar could have never made such an argument that the dam of the Asham is put on the upper half of the Mizbeach, because we would make a kavachayim from the oila. Or ma oila. If oila, we know, she called that it's completely burnt. The loch is the dam of an oila is put lamat on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Osham sh'ena kolo. So cover an osham that's not burnt, like koshkein, that its dam is on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So Zemar, you can't make such a... That lima doesn't work. Because ma la oila, an oila sh'kenen makaris. As we learned earlier, an oila is a gift, but it doesn't affect kaparo. So we'll say chatas oif tachiyah. We'll bring a raya from chatas oif that affects kapara, and yet the dam is put on the bottom half. So we see that kapara is not the crucial factor. So the mar mal chatas oif she came in zevach. You can't bring a raya from a chatas oif because it's not an animal; it's a bird. Oil tachiyah, but we'll bring a raya from the oil, which is an animal. Loi rizek rizek, the bird and the chatas oif and the oila, behema, are obviously not the same. Loi rizek rizek, loi rizek rizek. What's a tzad shavish behen? Shein kachi kachim. They're both kachi kachim, and the halach is that both of them, the domin is lamata. Af, ani avi asham. So the same thing, the halach is asham, shu kachi kachim, the domin is lamata. So that's how we know that the Asham's dam is lamata, and Rabbi Elazar could not have argued that the dam of the Asham should also be lamala on the upper half of the mizbeach. However, says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Meperzekula Rav Ashi Olifrach Malat Sadas Shevahen. We should have asked the following question: both of them in lam ketsva, they have no specific minimum value that the carbon has to be. Timer by Asham. Sheyesh la kitzva. The halacha is that the Torah says that the carbon asham must be worth at least 2 shekel. So since oil and chatas don't have that chumrah, we'll say that indeed an oil and a chatas are brought on the bottom half of the mizbeach, whereas the asham is on the upper half of the mizbeach. Ella, Hainatam de Rebelezer. The reason why Rebelezer could not have said that the Asham is brought to the upper half of the Mizbeach, the Asham is brought to the bottom half, Damakra Kaina Mechata Oysa. Oysa, strictly a Karmachatas, has the halacha, the Dama Lamala, Vein Dama Shalach Lamala, there is no Arbor Karbin whose dam is put on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, if we're going to make such, if Rav Elazar is subscribing to such a limud, why doesn't he say also, Chatos Nami Neima Oysa Lishma, Sheira, Shloi Lishma Psula, that only by chatos is there a halacha that if it's brought l'shma it's kosher, but if it's brought shloi l'shma it's pasul by no other carbon. Yet we know Rabbi Elazar clearly doesn't hold that way, because Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that an asham shloi l'shma is pasul. Hashra zvachim bein l'shma and bein shloi l'shma will be ksherim. Rabbi Elazar holds that asham shloi l'shma is pasul. Says the Gemara, we that word oisa, to be said that it's teaching us a halacha regarding lishma, can't be. Why? Because we already know that that isn't true. The Shai Pesach we know brought shalom lishma is possible. So why don't we say? So we're saying that the word oisa by karban chatos will teach us that a karban chatos that's brought shalom lishma, a karban chatos that's the word that karban chatos is strictly the only carbon that's brought lamala on the upper half. It can't be coming to teach us halachas regarding lishma, because we know that a Pesach also may not be brought shaloi lishma. Says the Gemara, just like we're saying that the word oisa can't be speaking about the din of lishma, why do we know that it can't be speaking about the din of lishma? Because we know there's an exception to the rule by Pesach. How can we say that's talking about the halacha of lamala, that the dam is spritzed lamala? We know there's an exception to that rule too. The exception to that rule is chatas, is oilus oif. The oilus oif is also sprinkled on the upper half of the mizbeach. Hachanamilav dafka, the shy oilus oif, that the halacha is that oilus oif is in the upper half of the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, the zvicha, yes, an oilus oif is brought on the upper half, but that's an oif. We have, when we speak about the upper half of the mizbeach rule, there is no other animal that's brought on the upper half. The zvicha miyel shay midi. And therefore we're correct, Rabbi Elazar is correct in understanding that the word oisa comes to teach us that only chatos is the only animal carbon brought on the upper half of the mizbeach. Dibay seima, chomani, Rabbi Elazar of Shimonhi, dama hay makum uchud, v'hay makum uchud. That actually the place where you put the chatos behemoth's blood and the place where you put the oilus oif blood is not the same place. And therefore, when the pasuk will be saying that the chatos is the only carbon whose blood is put in that place, it will be a true statement. Because there is no carbon whose blood is put in that place. Domar, hay makom echad v'hay makom echad. The place where the chatos is put and the place where the oilus oif, the chatas behemah is put, and the place where the oilus oif is put, even though they're both on the upper half of the mizbeach, is not the same place. The Tanya, Dorma Tachtonim, Netanim Mechuta Sukra Lamata. Whenever we speak about blood being put on the bottom half, that's Mechuta Sukra Lamata. Val Yoinim, when we speak about the upper half, it's Mechuta Sukra Lamala. Amar Blazer of Shimon, Bemedvar Mamurim, Boilus Oif. Oilus Oif, as long as you put the dam on the upper half of the mizbeach, you're fine. Av b'chatz behema, it isn't just enough that you put it on the upper half of the mizbeach. He atzma enen nasa el gufo shekaren, you have to put it on the actual corner. And therefore, when we say, when Rabbi Elazar would say that the chatz behema is the only carbon that's put in that spot, it's a true statement. Because the oilus oif, even though it's put on the upper half of the mizbeach, it's not put on that very same spot. And therefore, oisa comes to teach us only chatos behemah is on the upper, is in that spot. Nobody, no other carbon. But it doesn't come to teach us that only chatos lishma must be lishma, essentially be lishma, because we know that Pesach is clearly has to be lishma, and if it's brought shloi lishma, it's possible. And actually, Rabbi Elazar will hold that so too is the halacha by a carbon asham.